Actually, for me, it goes back to when I was asked to be the ambassador, and by the president of MS Canada, he asked me what it means to me to be an ambassador. I'm going to try and do this without choking up because it's very emotional for me.
Right.
I told him, I said that that's simple. I said, as the ambassador, I'm the eyes for those who cannot see. I am the ears for those who cannot hear. I am the voice for those who cannot speak. And as you can see, I am the body who cannot be here for those who cannot be here. And I said, my name is James, and I am many. And he told me, he said that he loved that. He said, don't ever change that. I want to champion diversity because that's exactly what I am. That all the different jobs that I've done in my life, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none, and I want to champion the disabled, the seniors, the abled, the youth, everyone. My biggest message, as I have found, that nobody with this disease who has come out with MS has ever won a seat in political office in any one of the three levels. Well, I'm going to tell you, my friend, I want to be the first.
That's
If
awesome.
anything, most of all, to show to everybody that yes, you can. When the chips are against you, rise up. I believe that there's a time for true accessibility for all, and that is to come. The government has already implemented. Well, they've told us that everything has to be accessible by the year 2025, and within reason. And we're getting there. We're really getting there. But there's still more to do.